support for Ukraine in the face of armed conflict was clearly demonstrated by the reception of many Ukrainian refugees and a huge influx of refugees to Poland, combined with the provision of temporary protection to almost 1 million beneficiaries. And it demonstrates Poland's unwavering attitude in support and helping those affected by the crisis in Ukraine. When it comes to numbers, Poland not only accepted Ukrainian refugees, but also allocated significant funds for this purpose, amounting to 8.36 billion in 2022 alone, which is the highest amount all OECD member countries. Moreover, Poland has digitally fulfilled its obligation by providing comprehensive assistance to support refugees, from issuing residence permit, access to education, healthcare and social assistance, through facilitating family reunification, supporting reintegration and voluntary returns of individuals. And Poland remains in solidarity with Ukraine, and it expressed its support for extending temporary protection for another year until 4th of March 2026. Since the war in Ukraine has been going for over 2 years, we have adapted national law to better cope with the changing situation of beneficiaries for temporary protection. And accepting a certain number of people in need was and continues to be a major challenge in many terms, including financial, which is why we see the need to provide adequate financial support for receiving countries from all EU. In summary, I also need to add, before passing the floor to my colleague, that we also are currently developing migration strategy for 2025-2013, which will be, first draft will be ready in 1 month. And it is related as well as to legal migration, including educational migration, and also all of the controversies in terms and in previous Polish solutions. We are sure that they will be solved by our new document.
Thank you. Concerning the question about the, how the state recognizes